The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, by popular demand, retirement. Not your father's retirement. We're going to tackle that topic today. We're going to cover a lot of topics in the coming year. And the one that seems to be most near and dear to WHD listeners is retirement. And I wrote a book recently called Not Your Father's Retirement. It was almost like an autobiography, believe it or not, because I look at my father and grandfather, and I'm sure you can too, and you notice something very interesting. Most of them had pensions. And nowadays, a lot of companies don't want to give you a pension. So you're going to have to kind of make a pension for your own. So today's topic is not your father's retirement. And we're going to go into great detail, not only why it's not your father's retirement, but what you can do about it. Now, I think about my family. My father worked in Local 38. He enjoyed a pension, healthcare benefits, an annuity, all those kind of goodies that go along with it. My grandfather also had a pension. My grandmother actually worked at Reader's Digest in Pleasantville, where back in the day they had a nice pension. And cost of living adjustment. Can you imagine that? It's really hard to find jobs that give you a pension now. Now, again, we know municipalities will if you work as a school teacher, if you work in administration. But for a lot of people, it really is not your father's retirement. And the reason why is companies are now taking the monies and say, hey, you have to invest on your own. We'll help a little bit. We'll match. But your retirement is your thing, okay? Unlike years ago, as I mentioned, my grandmother, who worked at Reader's Digest, where the company took care of them, we have to take care of ourselves. So the book that I wrote, Not Your Father's Retirement, we're going to discuss some of the concepts today so you could better understand what it means, but also what you can do about it. Nowadays, you have a 401k plan, and there's a lot of benefits of a 401k plan. Probably many of you that are listening are contributing to a 401k plan. Now, some companies are very nice, and they match. But remember, if a company doesn't match, you could still put away money. Now, let's keep a simple math. Let's say you were able to put away $1,000 a month or $12,000 a year. Now, that's great if you can do that. And a company matches 4%. You know, on top of that, you actually almost have yourself a 40% return right off the bat by them matching. Now, we do know to actually receive those benefits, you need to be the company typically 5 years vested. You probably have heard that before. So it goes something like, you know, if you're there for only 1 year and you leave, you're probably about 20% vested. After 2 years, 40%, 60, 80, and so forth. But it is something critical that we have to use when it's not your father's retirement and companies are not giving a pension. The next best thing that we can do is contribute to the 401k plan. And you maximize it if you can. So companies may or may not match. And you know what's nice about it? It's a little bit at a time. Let's say you get paid twice a month. It should be where you don't feel it. Now, when we put money away to retirement, which is years from now, we don't want to take away from what's happening in your life. You know, you still want to go out to restaurants with your friends. You still want to go to ball games. You still want to do those things. It should be a balance. It should be something that you're comfortable putting money away with, that's not changing your lifestyle dramatically right now, but something that's going to make a difference down the road, especially if you don't have a pension. But by putting a little bit each time, like twice a month, it should get, you get comfortable to it. You kind of pay yourself first. And here's the benefit. Let's say you made $60,000 a year and you're able to put in $1,000 a month. Again, I know it's a stretch, but just follow the math. To the IRS, you're making $48,000. You're not making $60,000. Right off the bat, you're saving money on taxes. And of course, if you have the company match, well, there's no better game in town. Now, if you remember Albert Einstein, well, he's pretty bright, wasn't he? He said one of the eighth wonders of the world is compound interest. Can you imagine starting your 401k at 25 years old or 30 years old? Now, listening to it, this show right now, you may not be 25 or 30, but your children may be, and you may want to encourage them. So compound interest, according to Albert Einstein, is that numbers grow almost parabolic. And I met a number of people who are now in their 60s who have $500,000 in a 401k plan or $800,000 in a 401k plan. And it really happened a little bit at a time, you know, like kind of, you know, a bricklayer, a little bit at a time. And you look back and say, wow, I built this house. They put in twice a month, a match, compounding, enjoying the tax benefits. And next thing you know, they have this large portfolio in their 401k plan. So it takes, it's almost like, you know, if you're working on something with health, you know, if you wanted to lose 20 pounds, let's say, you know, you don't go to gym one time and lose it all, right? It takes some time. And it's like that type of program, a little bit at a time. If you're just tuning in with us, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances only here on WHD. Now, we're going to cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. And today we're covering not your father's retirement. And stay tuned at 6:30. Casey's Health and Happiness Show will be here from 6:30 to 7. So basically, Sunday mornings between 6 and 7 a.m., you could be healthy, wealthy, and wise between my show and Casey's show. So we're talking about not your father's retirement and how to combat that. We recognize that we may not have a pension, but we do believe your best chance of creating a pension or a lump sum that can turn into a pension like is using the company's 401k plan. And it's never too late to get started. I speak to everybody in the Hudson Valley, from people in their 20s to people in their 70s and 80s, still putting money away. And a lot of times I hear, you know, Ken, I missed the boat. I'm 55 years old. I'm going to retire in 10 years. I should have, could have, would have. I should have started in my 20s. I should have started in my 30s. Well, guess what? You can't go back in time. You can only work with what you have now. So it's never too late to put money in a 401k plan. Now, there's a lot of different investment choices inside of a 401k plan. Now, for some people, I look at their plan, I said, wait, I don't get it. You're 35 years old. You can't use the money till you're 59 and a half. And we'll get into that a little bit later. So think about it. You're 25 years old. You're putting money away into a retirement account. And how do you invest? Well, I would say if you're young, 20s, 30s, and 40s, you should invest it mostly towards growth funds. Again, there's no guarantee that these funds will climb over time. But typically, the more time you have, the more aggressive you should be with these investments, especially if you get a match from the company because it gives you a nice buffer. So your investment choices are very critical. A lot of times I find these 25, 35, 45-year-olds can't use the money for 20, 30, 40 years, and yet they're investing in the cash money markets that's earning 0.25%. To me, that's a no-no. Let's try to get some growth out of the accounts. And then sometimes I see someone who's really close to retirement investing too aggressively. So what we want you to do is think about maximizing your 401k plan. And we'll be right back after this and tackle more topics about retirement.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett, and I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is his very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now, you'll get the book for free. The number is 845-371-0101, or visit the WHUD website on the lower right-hand corner. The book is only offered for free for WHUD listeners right now. First 20 callers, this is the special number for Ken Mahoney's book, GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book for free.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. We're covering not your father's retirement. And when you think about that, your father or grandfather probably had a pension, worked for a company, had his health care or her health care. All these things worked, right? So now we have to start creating our own pension. And the best way, we believe, is through your company's 401k plan. And we tackled a lot about that, about putting money away and trying to make it comfortable for yourself. And hopefully the company matches. And then we started saying, gee, what are your investment choices? It makes a big difference. As I said earlier, Albert Einstein said, and he's a pretty bright guy, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Now, you keep all your money in savings and money markets in these accounts, earning 0.25%, you're not really getting the Albert Einstein compounding effect, right? But the younger you are, the more aggressive you should invest. Now, we use Morningstar. Morningstar has been around a long time. We pay for a subscription, and we look at the different fund choices that are available in the 401k plan. You got to take some time on this. I know you get thrown up by so many things. A company has a meeting, you have to go to that, and you have these deadlines and emails. emails and clutter and this and that. But when the companies have HR meetings or someone coming in and talk about retirement planning or 401k and how you should allocate, take some time. It may be one of the biggest things you can do. A difference of an 8% return over 20 years versus 0.25%, well, one person could probably retire and the other person can't. So take some time, understand your investment choices. You can use outside services like Morningstar, and they rank funds based on 5 stars all the way down to 1 star. Attend the company meetings. Ask your HR director for help. So like we said earlier, when you put money away into a 401k, it's immediately tax deductible. But there's a maximum you can put away per year. Now, most people don't even get to the maximum, but just for what it's worth, is $18,000 a year or $1,500 a month. And if you're over 50 years old, that's another $6,000 you can save. So if you're 50 years old, you could put a maximum of $24,000 away. Now, what if your company matches? Gosh, that's like putting $30,000 away a year. So $18,000 max, over 50 is $6,000 is a maximum contribution, or $24,000 for the year, or $2,000 a month. That's the maximum you could put in to a 401k plan. And by the way, when I say 401k plan, also 403B. If you work for a hospital, 403Bs come to mind. A non-for-profit, 403Bs. They probably don't have the matching components like the 401k companies do, but the same principle applies. Try to put some money away. So while we know it's not your father's retirement, we also know there are things that we can do to create a retirement account where down the road could draw income, much like a pension, much like your father or mother may have had a pension. So another component of retirement planning and this world of not your father's retirement is the use of Social Security. Now, there's so many topics on when you should start tapping into your Social Security. I'm going to simplify it for you right here on WHD so you know how to do it. If you are working between the ages of 62 and 66 and earn $15,000 or more, I would tell you not to take money from your Social Security, because that's going to impact how much money you could actually receive, because a bunch of that will be taxed. So if you're in that contemplation, gee, at 62, I'm going to fully retire and not work, you may go ahead and start collecting at 62. However, if you're going to be working during those years, wait to 66 where you get your maximum amount of Social Security. And it's really important. If you looked at the numbers, and you can go on socialsecurity.org, type in your Social Security number, give your password. Social Security basically takes your best 35 years and calculates what you're going to make at 62 and at 66. You should know what that is. And by the way, if you did a little compounding out, 62 to 66 compounds at a rate of 8% a year. So let's say you're supposed to get $1,000 a month at 62. If you don't take the 66 each year, 1,080, then 1,080 times 8, so forth and so forth, and you get to where you are at 66. So we believe 66 years old is the optimal age. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances only here on WHUD. Now, we're going to cover topics from retirement to stock market, investing, and more. And today, we're covering not your father's retirement. And also, stay tuned for Casey's Health and Happiness Show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. So Social Security is a big component of one's income in retirement. So you have hopefully your 401k working for you if you don't have a pension, and when you take your Social Security, and that's a big lesson. Now, when you start collecting at 62 and then you start working at 63, well, you made a no-no. So you really have to figure out when you're going to retire and really think through that. Now, by the way, I'll plug this in. Doing this, wow, retirement for 27, 28 years, I can't even tell you how many times that people have retired only to unretire. Now, it sounds like an oxymoron, but what I'm saying is they said, you know, all your life, you can't wait to retire. You know, you're in middle school and you say to yourself, gee, I can't wait to get to high school and get that car and get that boyfriend, get that girlfriend. And then when you're in high school, I can't wait to college. That's the ticket. That's the ticket. And somewhere when we start working, we keep on saying, I can't wait to get to retirement. I can't wait to get to retirement. Much like the mantra we had in our younger days, we can't wait to get to the next level. So then we retire. And then what happens? For some of us, we don't recognize that our work is a good part of her purpose, a good part of her passion, a good part of her social. I've seen a number of clients do well financially, but when they retire, feel like they lose their sense of purpose because they didn't think about what they're going to do in their retirement years. Their total routine of getting up at 5:30 in the morning, let's say, listening to WHUD, taking a shower, drinking coffee, driving to work, all that has changed. So when you retire, you should also think not only about the economics that we're covering today, which is use of your 401k plan, how best to use Social Security, you should also think about how you can plan your retirement. As humans, we like routine. And believe it or not, by retiring, we actually lose that routine. So something to think about when you think about the numbers. Also think about what you're going to do in retirement to have that sense of purpose. And stay with us because we're going to tackle how much your expenses are going to be for retirement.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike Bennett. I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is the very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now on this Sunday morning, you'll get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's the special number to call. Or you can go to the WHED website right now, lower right-hand corner, and there's a click there for Ken Mahoney's book. Now, the book is only offered for free for WHED listeners. So do it now. Get the book for free. Help plan your retirement. Ken Mahoney's book can help. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. 845-371-0101. That number again, 845-371-0101. Do it right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances, Not Your Father's Retirement. I'm Ken Mahoney, and we're tackling a topic that's near and dear to most of us. Not Your Father's Retirement. Jeez, you know, fathers and grandfathers had pensions and all those good things, and companies took care of them. Well, nowadays, we have to kind of take care of ourselves. So we tackled in the first part, your 401k plan is probably the best way to combat not having a pension and putting money away and having those match and hopefully over time creating a nice nest egg, which then could become a pension. And we also covered quite a bit about, you know, how to deal with, you know, expenses. Now, how much are we going to spend during retirement? More than you think. Think about it for a second. From Monday through Friday, how much money do you spend? And then how much do you spend on Saturdays and Sundays? Or let's say Friday through Sundays. Probably a lot more. But what is retirement but a very, very long weekend, right? Because you have free time. Most people, when they plan for retirement, do not think about that. They don't think about, geez, you know, they read this magazine article and says, gee, you need 70% to live on from what you're used to living on. I don't see that. I see almost 100 cents on a dollar because you have more time to do more things, which is positive. These are your golden years. These are the years you want to travel. So when you start looking out for your projections and what you're going to spend, don't use that 70% that you read in common magazines. Use 100%. So if you're used to living on $6,000 a month, that's $72,000 a year. Don't say, gee, I'll maybe need two-thirds of that or 80% of that. Use the whole amount. Build that in because, as I mentioned, that Monday through Friday, you know, when you don't go out and do things, you don't really spend that much money. And then on the weekends, as an example, on vacations, you spend a lot of money. And as I mentioned, retirement is like a long weekend or a very long vacation. And when you start factoring in, now we use something called a GPS for retirement. You probably have heard that here mentioned a number of times on WHD, the book offer. What that really means is on one column, you look at your expenses and you compound for inflation. And the expenses that we're using, as I said, is pretty much 100% of what you're spending right now because you have more time. And then there's something a little tricky called inflation. As an example, let's say you're spending on, $50,000 a year in 2016. Now, to have that same lifestyle 10 years from now, do you think you'd be spending $50,000? No, maybe closer to $60,000. So what we do with our projections and what you could even do at home a little bit is take that $50,000, that example, and compound that at maybe 2% or 3% inflation and see what happens over time. And that's your expenses. Now, on the right-hand side, to see whether this all makes sense, you have to start looking at your sources of income during retirement. Much like the chair that I'm sitting on now, it has different stools. And think about that for a second, different legs. You have, if you just relied on one leg, let's say Social Security, it's not that stable of a chair, right? But what if you relied on, you had a small pension, or your spouse had a small pension, you had a side business, you have a 401k account that you could draw income from, and Social Security. Well, that'd be four or five legs of a chair. That'd be kind of stable. So on the left-hand side, you're looking at expenses. On the right-hand side, you're looking at income. And now you should look at all the sources of income. Believe it or not, there's a source of income that you want to imagine in retirement. And I call it income from work. Wait a second. I just retired. The funniest thing is I've seen a lot of people retire only to unretire and do their second act, as if it's a Broadway show. And the second act, so to speak, is not about earning money. It's about something that you love, and oh, by the way, they're going to give you some money to do this thing. And I say that because you start looking at your income structure after retirement and to meet the needs of expenses growing at a 2 or 3% clip, you want to make sure you understand all the legs of this chair. This legs of the chair is going to represent Social Security, a 401k income, maybe you have real estate or some other business interest, and it may actually include in retirement some other income. We call it other income, where it's something that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's teaching somebody something. Maybe it's consulting a company. Something that you really enjoy doing, and secondary is getting money. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances, only here on WHUD. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. And stay tuned, Casey's Health and Happiness Show, right here, 6:30 to 7 a.m. And you stay tuned from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Our goal is to make you happy, healthy, and wise. And today's topic, not your father's retirement. Our father or grandfathers, including my father, who worked at Local 38, unfortunately since passed, but he had a pension. He had an annuity. He had healthcare benefits for the rest of his life, and they took good care of him, including vision and dental. You rarely see that nowadays. My grandmother, as an example, she worked at Reader's Digest in Pleasantville for many years, and when she retired, she had a pension. Gone, mostly, are the days of pensions, and it's up to us to create our own pension through the vehicles that are out there. Now, the biggest vehicles that are out there is your company's 401k plan or your 403b plan if you're not-for-profit, and you want to contribute. You want to look at it. You want to spend some time at it. I know you get pushed and pulled in different directions. You got to see the dentist, the foot doctor. You got to go shopping. You got to. But listen, if you're working 40 hours a week, you got to spend some time, at least a half hour a week, or give me an hour a month, let's say, to start looking at your choices of investments. See whether you can increase the amount you put away for your contribution. A lot of great calculators that your company may have to look at it and say, gee, if I put away 5% of my income and I average, let's say, 5% a year for the next 30 years, what's accumulation? And that's something you can find on our website too, MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of calculators. We call it the accumulation calculator. The reason why that's great, because if you plug those numbers in, let's say, and figure out what your nest egg may be in retirement, because, you know, putting money away, not seeing the future, it's like, oh, why am I doing this? But what if you put it in and say, gee, for 20 years at 4%, putting away X amount of money, and 20 years from now, 25 years from now, it's worth $485,000. It's going to get you to invest. It's going to get you to invest more. So putting this all together, I hope this program helped you understand the landscape, the financial landscape that we live in. We are employees. We do not get all the benefits that we once used to get, like our ancestors, like our parents and grandparents. But yet we do have opportunities. We have education. Why this is a detriment, not having a pension, we can create our own pension, which may be worth more, generate more money, perhaps, between Social Security, 401ks, and so forth. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, a GPS for your finances. And be back with us next week, same time, 6 a.m., right here on WHUD.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.